believe that God is a refuge in time of trouble. But we have to. We have to affirm, where could we go but to the Lord this morning? There's no other refuge. He is our high. He is our high tower. He is our Prince of Peace. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Satisfaction comes from knowing that within my heart and mind, there's an inner peace aglowing, and in Christ I can find a refuge for the soul when life is tough to take. Christ tells us in his word, I will never thee forsake. Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what he said, believing that he is living, having raised up from the dead. Christ, the King, seated on his royal throne, and he intercedes for me when in my spirit I can only groan. Lord, show mercy to this floundering heart once more, I pray, so at sunrise, noon, or evening I may end thy present stay. May your grace so envelop everything I say and do that the world will have no question that I am your child. Let the tribulations I go through be a witness of your grace. May my enemies not overtake me. Let their curses be erased. May your power, love, and purpose be demonstrated in my life. May I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. And when I draw my last breath and I'm taken home to be with you, may my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, that I'm now transcending into your perfect rest. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end, where could I go but to the Lord? You know, Christ brings calm to the soul when the changes of wind blow, when it seems a mystery of which way we should go. Christ brings calm to our souls when questions vex our minds. I have always found that in Christ I can find comfort, knowing he's in control. Christ brings calm to my soul when nothing seems to change. His cool waters of blessing he does for me arrange. Christ will bring calm to my soul when I'm lying close to death. And may I praise his holy name when I take my last breath. Well, this morning I hope that you are going to the source of life, the very source of life, our Creator. What is the nature of your relationship to your Creator? Do you have a relationship with your Creator, Jesus Christ? Are you on the narrow way that leads to life eternal? You know, have you ever had a trial so big and difficult that it felt like to you it was a personal assault? You could find no relief. It was pressing in so hard that you were considering just throwing in the cards. The trial had gone on with no relief. It was as if you'd been fried in a skillet of hot grease. If the burner was turned down, you might endure, but instead it was getting hotter and hotter for sure. What is the answer to this bitter fate? Should we get all angry and be filled with rage and hate? Or should we escape into an isolated cocoon and stay there at morning, evening, and noon? The answer is to listen to the rock. He always cares for his precious flock. His name is Jesus Christ, the living Son of God. The only answer is in this veil of tears we trod. He is the hope for us when we are weary, teary, and blue. He understands. He cares. He'll make a way for you. He knows his people's hearts and their strains and tribulations. That's why he's given us eternal salvation. So when we get so low our faith seems to be shaking, we to our Lord should be all our problems taking. He will sustain us and hold us up, for he is drunk from the most bitter cup. The cup of God's wrath poured out upon him when he was without even one sin. He bore our sins upon the cruel tree so that we would live with him eternally. Well, for God's elect, for those who have been predestinated unto adoption, we have the hope of eternal life. And we also have the consolation of knowing that Jesus Christ is walking with us daily and giving us sustenance for anything that we must go through. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. And let us always remember that living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.